true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm too sweet for you. Leave me be. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone? Oh my God, we're doing this all day. Enjoy. Tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone actually go on sale Friday at noon. This is a whole win them before you can buy them situation. You can win them right now. Text the word LOVE, L-O-V-E, LOVE, to our contest line 20357. Text LOVE to be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. July 1st, Oracle Park, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is LOVE. We're doing it all day. Keep it here on Alice. 24/7. That's all we ask of you. 24/7. What? Come on. There are two hype specials on TV tonight.
What?
Two hype specials.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you guys.
It's my birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that looks good.
Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to me.
Yay! I'll make a good wish. Hold on.
Yeah.
Spewed all over those. Let's eat them. Right. Oh, thank you guys so much. Michael, Jane.
You wish Vinny. For a good ratings book, right?
Oh my God. I just wish for happiness and success for all of us.
Okay,
here.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Michael Martin knows this.
We all want that. Everybody.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jamie. I love you too. That's so sweet, you guys. Very nice. And I appreciate the low-key thing. Like, that's, I love it.
Came in.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Oh, look, a little cheers. She got me tropical fruit drinks. Mm. Oh, it's from everybody. Thank you, Lindsay. Thanks, Kieran. Thanks, Joe. Oh, very nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There are two hype specials on TV tonight. Now I'm bummed because I really want to eat a cupcake right now. Sort of hoping you guys were going to do some kind of cupcakey thing.
There you go. You were?
Kind of, you know. Oh. That's like the one thing I was like, you guys don't do anything for my birthday. I'm like, but, you know, a cake would be fine.
All right.
So I can't wait.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I didn't even look.
So I always, I don't think it's in here. Oh, it is. Oh, shoot.
By the way, Maddie, save those other candles for another day.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, we always need the candles. Yeah.
I had to text Ben last night because I realized at like 6 o'clock.
I took the whole box from my Christina's stash. So you know, there's no candles at our house, but keep them here. I'll buy new ones.
Okay,
we'll
that's
be good.
Smart, right?
I was like, do you have candles?
But
like,
Mama's gonna definitely go. I know I had a pack
candles?
Of candles.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
next birthday's hers, and it's a little ways off.
There are two hype specials on TV tonight.
Really?
I noticed this, like, see, you know, that tells me what's going to be on TV tonight. I'm always, I read through that, see if there's any trailers anybody might like. I did think on both of these, I was like, huh, a hype special. Tonight at 10 o'clock on NBC, there's a 1 hour special called Defying Gravity, The Curtain Rises on Wicked.
Mm.
This is basically an hour long special for, I mean, is NBC... So do they also produce movies or is this
NBC
just like
Universal?
Oh, okay. Universal. Yeah. And that must be what Wicked is.
Shame.
Shame. So they're doing some kind of piece. I don't know if it's like a little behind the scenes. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but if you can't wait for Wicked this weekend, here's a little preview of it. And then over on ABC, there's a 1 hour special called Vegas Lights and Country Nights Countdown to the CMA Awards. Which are tomorrow night on ABC.
All right.
So if you are, you know, all excited about it, then I guess you can, there's some things that'll hype you up for it. Tomorrow is the CMA Awards, 8 o'clock Eastern, which I don't know if they do them live, they're 5 o'clock our time. And so to hype that up, they're announcing, because we did a whole, I think it was last week, I saw like a list of performers and all these like duos that we're going to hook up and fun, you know, things that you are going to see on the CMAs. I swear, I hate award shows. I mean, I'm on record with that. I also hate country music, so I won't watch this. You guys are going to have to tell me, but I know you like country music. And I'm actually thinking, like, at first it was sort of a joke, but I think you do like country music.
I've tried to tell you a million times.
You. I just thought he's lying about that.
No, I'm not lying. It is definitely an acquired taste, but I have acquired it. And I was truly listening to that record, Dwight Yoakam.
There you go.
When I saw on the thing Post Malone, and I went, he's collabing with, and I restarted it to listen more closely and was like, holy crap, he's actually putting in a decent vocal performance too.
I thought so too. Just a little clip we heard yesterday. I'm like, that's a legitimate singing voice right there.
Yep. So yeah, I do like some. Some I don't like, but I like it.
You like
in general.
The Judds? I like the Judds.
No, I don't listen to the Judds.
The old stuff's good.
Yeah, I like the older stuff.
Yeah.
You don't like Johnny Cash?
No.
Oh, jeez.
I just don't care about it. Like, okay. It's fine. I'll listen to him, you know, okay, you're Ring of Fire. Great. Or, you know, whatever. It's, to me, he's more blues, too. And I'm not, I don't know. It's just not for me.
Well, no one's trying to sell it to you.
No, I feel like, like it is, no, maybe not you, but in general, the push to like country music is on. I'm like, I don't want to. But thanks, though. I mean, I actually have to say, I enjoy Jelly Roll because I enjoy him. And he's got a nice soulful voice. But in general, I'm never going to put country music on. But the CMA Awards, you guys will have to tell me how they are. They're on tomorrow night. I'm sure I'll see clips. And they've announced a list of presenters. It's a pretty highfalutin bunch. Simone Biles is going to be there. Remember her from the Olympics? Jeff Bridges, the dude.
Of Olympic fame, of multiple Olympic fames.
They call her the GOAT here.
Yep.
Jeff Bridges, the dude. From what is the name of that movie?
Big Lebowski.
Thank you. Catherine McPhee, who won American Idol and then went on to marry a music producer who's like three times her age.
David.
Yep. Yes.
I don't have it. Lynch?
Is it? Might be. Oh my God, you're amazing.
Look it up.
I'm looking.
It'll be Danny Levito.
It is. It is David Foster.
Oh, you got the first letter.
Wow, he is old.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Not me, you mean him.
Right. Don Johnson is going to be presenting. What? That's kind of, yeah, Don Johnson is presenting an award at the CMAs. Billy Bob Thornton. That makes sense, I guess. And then there's also, you know, I sent you this, but I wasn't sure if it worked for the air. There's some kind of little teaser award. A little teaser from the hosts of the show, because it's Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning, and they've added Lainey Wilson this year.
Yeah, the commercials have been everywhere. And I know you don't watch TV and watch commercials, but they've been promoting the living hell out of this.
I went by myself. First year
and if you want a little bit of it, it's just them talking.
It's just them talking about how excited they are.
Yeah, the pictures. If we had the screen up, it'd be you can see them. But yeah,
but our listeners wouldn't be able
to. The big commercial that I saw is them, the two boys in a convertible on a road trip to go host the CMAs, and then out of nowhere pops up
Lainey Wilson.
Lainey, and they're
like thumbing or something.
Well, no, she just pops up out of the back seat as if she's just was there. I'm here because I'm going to be hosting with you two boys, but they have a moment where they're scared and he's like, it's fun, but I've seen it 100,000 times. So
sorry about that.
They're playing it during football games is probably what I'm going to guess.
Play every sport.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen it too.
Yeah. I've seen it basketball too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch anything in real time. So the CMA Awards, let's see. I have a few more of like the performances and stuff. Like, well, Jelly Roll is definitely going to perform. He's going to be on with Brooks and Dunn. And Luke Combs is going to perform Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Kelsea Ballerini, she did a Winterland for us a couple years back, and she was great.
She was really, really good.
She's going to do a song with Noah Kahan. He's the Styx, Season of the Styx. I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they're going to do a song called Cowboys Cry 2 together. Casey Musgrave song. Like, just the list is really long of all the performances.
No Dwight and Posty.
I do not see Dwight. Do I see Post on here anywhere? This is, yes.
How could he not go?
Post Malone and Shaboozy are all there. They're just saying this is the sort of the list of people who've already been announced as performers. Posty, Lainey Wilson, and Shaboozy. 58th Annual CMA Awards tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, it says here on ABC. So enjoy.
For the record, there's a lot of music I listen to that you probably... I listen to a lot of reggae, too. You don't listen to that, do you?
Well, I listen to, like, really obvious reggae. Like, I'll listen to Bob Marley.
But you put it on or you'll Peter hear Tosh. It?
No,
you
put it on yell, on a Sunday morning.
Turn that crap off!
You know, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I would not say that I'm an expert in any way on that. I listen to, like, really... You know, you can tell your little lady to...
Sure.
Hey, little lady, play me some reggae.
I am surprised
Set
to hear
the
that.
Mood. Oh, really?
Well, I've never heard you say you like reggae.
Yeah, I like reggae.
Okay.
Why do you like reggae too? Is that
I love my favorite is Pato Bantan. That's like
funny.
Yeah, fear.
I used to do a reggae thing at this station that I worked at.
What?
And we played Pato Bantan. Baton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I would think you'd play a lot of. I mean,
tons of it. Yeah.
There's Black Uhuru.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you go.
You really do know your reggae.
I don't know my reggae. I just know that I liked it and I went for the ones that were like, you know, hit
Steel Pulse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I like it. I'm not an expert in it at all.
I share it with my kids because I feel like there are times when music can hopefully bring you down from an anxiety moment. Like you can just put something on that's
relaxing.
Chill.
Relaxing.
Just
yes.
chill.
Sunday morning music.
Have they asked what it is to get Irie yet?
No.
Okay.
Irie.
They're not listening to the lyrics.
Okay.
Nope.
What's the beer? Red.
Red Stripe.
Stripe.
Yeah, the funny. Jamaican beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch New Year's Rockin' Eve, which a lot of people do, you know, there's alternatives to that. Every channel does it. But New Year's with the Dick Clark one, that's the one. Like, that's...
You mean the Ryan Seacrest one?
That's what I mean. Dick Clark Productions, Ryan Seacrest, currently the guy. It is now going to be bi-coastal. They're saying they're going to do a bunch of stuff from Las Vegas. So I think it's going to go... It'll go later. Like, I wonder if you can still get it. Because one of the things I like about it is that I can watch the ball drop at 9 p.m., and that's when I want to see the ball
drop. That's
what
we do, too.
And it sounds like you can still do that, and then it will drop every hour after that, too. So they're saying, let's see. They, by the way, say this is the largest TV viewership of any non-sports rated show.
Hmm.
This, like, there's all the sports or whatever. Football, I'm sure, mostly. And then there's this show. Then there's all the shows that aren't sports.
Mm.
Incredible, right? So they're saying a wide range of top music stars, MGM Resorts venues, including Dolby Live at Park MGM, the Grand Garden Arena, Mandalay Bay. Lenny Kravitz is confirmed. They say there's more, but he's the only one I'm seeing on this. I'm sure that'll be fleshed out.
I don't even think I listened once to that latest record he put out.
Oh, listen on your way home today. Yeah, I'm sure you'd love it. You love him.
I do like him, but it's one of those things where we were just talking about it. So much new music comes out, and because I'm now a member of a music site, so I have all the music and also none of it at all, I will get the albums I plan to listen to, but then the very next week there's more. And who can keep up?
I know. Well, it's like that story I was telling you yesterday that, like, of all the things that were released in 1989, every day of 2004, there have been more releases than that. It's so overwhelming.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hard to find. You know, the thing about music used to be you'd hear it on the radio. You'd love it. You'd talk about it with your friends. You'd buy the album. Everybody, they'd come over with their cassette tape, their Memorex, and you'd tape them a copy of it. And it was like a whole sharing thing. And giant groups of people liked this one band or this one kind of music. And now it's like, there's no corralling it anymore. Like, You could be a total music aficionado and there's no way you can get through all the music.
You have to force yourself to sit down. Like, I didn't even finish the Pixies album. I remember I had it playing. I paused it for some reason. When I got back to it, I was already getting new music and went, I'll finish that another day. And poof.
It must be so hard to get a toehold in the music industry these days. You know, how does anyone make any, I mean, it's great. Everyone's making a lot of music, but I don't know. It used to be kind of like a thing that united us as like, there were musical communities built around that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm completely out of time. What's coming up, Finn?
Well, gift cards, a bag of drugs, toilets, and more after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. Every day, just get yourself logged into that Odyssey app. It is free, AUDACY. And listen to Alice for at least an hour to get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at the final stop on the Eras Tour in Vancouver, Canada, round trip airfare for two and a two-night hotel stay. What's going on? What happened?
I just did some on-the-fly producing and...
Oh, no. What the heck is going on?
I was reading in advance while you did a little, you know, business.
Sure.
I'm reading my tag and I realize, That Monday is still listed, and then I watched the thing get highlighted and deleted in real time and went, whoa! Someone picked up that little problem and took care of it before I could get to it.
Boom!
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Alice in Winterland all this week at 5:05 p.m. That's Jane's show. Listen for the keyword to win tickets to the first five rows of our sold-out Alice in Winterland show, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3, in theaters December 20th.
Sweet.
I'll be there with you. Sonic series is excellent. Mm-hmm. Today, when you're listening to Jane, you have a chance for fourth row tickets, Wednesday, third row, Thursday, second row, and Friday, front row seats for Alice in Winterland, featuring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. So.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
See you there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this first story is just, you know, drug dealers.
Oh, you got to love them. Everybody needs one.
No.
Don't put their name in your phone. Put it under drug dealer. You'll forget. All right. Go on.
That's good advice.
Thank you.
Very smart.
Yeah.
What's his name? It doesn't matter.
It's just the drug dealer. Hey, bud. You around?
Buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, pal. Hey, friend.
No worse feeling in the world than needing someone to answer their phone because your party depends entirely on them being there.
And then waiting for them.
So stupid.
Oh. Well, how fast can you get here?
I'll meet you halfway.
A drug dealer in the UK got arrested after he left his bag of drugs on a train and reported them missing.
Oh.
30-year-old Jordan McCourt.
Is it dum-dum?
Realized he'd left a bag full of ketamine behind with a street value of $50,000.
Oh,
he left it on the train.
Oh, someone is going to murder him.
So he and another dealer named Harley Hall tried to go back and get it, but the train was gone. Jordan reported the bag missing, hoping that no one would look inside it, I guess. He didn't say what was inside, but it turned out an employee found the bag, looked inside for ID or whatever.
Other identifying
marks.
They
found the drugs and called police. Cops tracked down Jordan down, searched his phone, found texts that showed Harley was involved. So they arrested him, too.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, since the drug dealer reported his bag missing and they were easily able to say, oh, we got your bag.
So now that I've been picked up by the cops, can you guys protect me from the people who are going to come and try and get their $50,000 off of me?
Nope.
For the missing drugs?
They took down the entire drug ring through this guy.
Oh, my God.
They arrested Harley. They arrested Jordan. Then they kept digging and realized they'd been sneaking drugs in from Portugal and took down the entire drug ring.
Oh my God, all because this idiot left his bag on the train.
Jordan and Harley both got sentenced this month to 6 years in prison. I'm going to guess that's going to be a rough go for them.
Yeah.
You know, once the whole ring
is
realizes,
all in prison
right,
with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a
crunch.
Listen, there's a perfect example of you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
You break it, you buy it.
According to Wallet Hub, as we get ready for gift giving season, according to Wallet Hub, gift cards, which are supposed to make gift giving simple. Let me give you something that you can go pick out. What do you mean? Nuh-uh?
I feel like gift cards are not that. I feel like they're just a thing that you put down. They wind up somewhere. You never see. Then 2 years later, you're like, what is it? You think this is it? And then you just put it back in the drawer and then you just still never spend it.
So I made the mistake of getting my wife. I put a bunch of money on a gift card for Resto. Like a lot.
Like as in, go get something nice.
Whatever you need. As you're decorating the house, you always find yourself going, we need a rug or we need this.
Did you say how much it was?
She knows how much it is.
Okay, so go get something.
It's enough that she's been like, I'm waiting for the thing.
Oh.
And it's been two Christmases that thing's still sitting there. So I don't know when.
They don't expire, right? Isn't it by law they can't expire?
You know, the problem with the gift card, just, you know, as I'm sitting here telling you which ones to buy, the problem is you lose it.
Yeah.
How many times, like, I wonder what Target or Amazon or Walmart or Sephora or Starbucks, how much of that is unrealized because someone lost the card?
I'll bet you that, like, there's a large percentage of the entire income for those places is just something that was never spent.
Right, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
I just gave you $100, walked away, handed off the thing, that got dried, fell down in the sewer grate, and that's it. We got our $100,
you
get nothing.
Or like you said, it gets put in a spot, it sits for too long, and then someone pulls up the card and goes, this must be nothing.
Yeah, get rid
of
this.
All right, quick quiz.
Okay.
How much money do consumers lose each year in unspent gift cards?
Oh, this is good. You've got a number?
$5 billion.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's $1 million.
Sarah was actually close.
Oh.
It's $3 billion with B dollars.
Yearly goes to retail places that never gets recouped.
Yep.
Wow.
Just a loss for the person that bought it and gifted it to you. $3 billion. I wouldn't have thought with the B. I wouldn't have thought we were going Bs. Well,
I was sort of joking, but...
Well, hold on a second here. Let's see, 2009 consumer... So, all of them together, it's $98 billion, a 90% increase from 2005. So, this is a...
Wait
is
a
couple
minute.
Years old. Yeah.
Wait, $98
billion? Yeah.
Since the beginning of gift cards?
$3 billion was just Amazon.
Oh,
Amazon is number one on the list of the best gift card to give because so many people have Amazon accounts and use Amazon regularly.
Well, the thing about the Amazon gift card, which I actually agree with this, first of all, you can do it digitally. And then the person just goes to their account and enters in the number and you have that as a credit.
Nice.
Like it's there.
Okay.
But you have to go do it.
Just a quick correction. The $98 billion is how much we spend on gift cards. The $3 billion is how much we don't use.
We're unrealized. Oh. Right. So that's just money you're giving to, has been given to a company, and it never gets spent.
Yeah.
Gift
cards.
That's
incredible.
What a racket. Anyway, the best ones are Amazon gift card, Target's, Sephora, high on the list.
Mm.
Walmart, Starbucks, Disney, Home Depot, REIs are big. eBay gift card.
That's a weird one, huh?
I never really was an eBay guy, so I don't know that site really at all.
Mm.
I remember in the early days, you used to buy random crap on there.
I used to buy from a place called UBID.
Oh, that wasn't eBay?
It wasn't eBay. It was around the same time eBay came out, and I must have somehow landed on UBID. I've never used eBay.
I love eBay. I like vintage stuff, so I go on eBay and look for stuff.
Like what kind of vintage stuff?
Like I like vintage watches. I'll find an old watch that's maybe not working, and then I'll take it to a shop and get it fixed up and And I've got that
What are you willing to spend on a watch?
Well, these are mostly old Bulovas, so they're only, you know, a couple hundred bucks. But then when you fix them up, then, you know, they're worth a little bit more. But
I'm going to bring you a non-working watch. Okay. I got one at home.
This is amazing.
It's a Tag Heuer.
Is
that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring you one.
God bless you.
And all then right. What? He gets it fixed and give it back?
Well, I don't want it back. Well, I wear this one. This is the watch I wear. Yeah, it tells me how much exercise I got.
Has a cartoon.
Tag Heuer never does that. It doesn't tell me anything.
I like watches.
Okay.
Yeah, I love watches.
Hmm. And yet, you never wear one.
I do. I just don't have it on today. I usually have my one nice watch that I wear.
Your Bulova.
This is a Breitling.
Please point it out to me.
Oh, Breitling. Well, that's another brand of watch.
I know. You're familiar. You don't. Me either. Never heard of it.
Nike, Sonic, gift card, Sonic restaurant. Anyway, gift cards. It's a racket, it turns out.
Yeah.
People lose them, and the company gets your money.
Mm.
It's World Toilet Day, everyone.
Is it?
Yeah. Happy World Toilet
Day.
World Toilet Day.
Where would we be without them?
They're the best.
Out in the woods, I guess.
The bleep has to go somewhere.
Mm.
And thank goodness it goes away from where I am every time I do it.
Even if I didn't have a nice working sewer system, I would just, you know, you find a hole, right? You'd have to dig it and it would be a lot more work. Thank you, toilets, for all you do.
Happy World Toilet Day. The United Nations made it a holiday for more than a decade ago to raise awareness about sanitation needs around the world.
Mm.
Their motto this year is toilets. A place for peace.
Of poo?
No, peace, joy and peace in the world.
Oh, I see. Like, you know,
not
get away
piece
from
of
it
poo,
all.
Right.
Get it all.
EAC. Jesus, Sarah. Piece of poo. A poll found it really is a spot where we go when we need some peace and quiet.
It is true. You can even be like, I got to go do something and just to get away.
Parents find the bathroom a place of...
To cry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can I please? I'm locking the door. I'm going to be going number two. Leave me be for a few minutes.
There's plenty of tissue.
What did I do to my life?
Daddy,
mama.
Daddy.
Mama.
Daddy.
Mama.
Daddy, can
mama.
You go out of your daddy?
birth control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real... never mind. It doesn't matter. 38th. I was just going to say, you know, I think I love my kids so much. Like, my whole heart has changed. Thanks, because of them. But man, the ordering food all day, every day, it's like, what is this? I'm constantly making you food.
Oh, you're the short order cook.
Yes. I realized we did that to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she
was
for
it.
Well, but she also used to bitch about it. I mean, my God, I just made you. Well, yeah, but I know,
but I'm still hungry.
Anyway.
My inside is an empty gnawing place. It's eating me from the inside out.
I'm a growing boy. What? Here are the top five things we go to the bathroom for when we don't really need to go. To wash our hands, to touch our makeup up, or to check our appearance in the mirror, to get away from an awkward or uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, that.
To get alone time.
Yep.
Or to chat privately with friends. Women tend to do that more than men.
Oh.
You know, the old, you want to come to the bathroom with me? Okay.
You know, boys don't do that.
No, if a guy said, hey, you want to come to the bathroom with me? I'd be like, no, thanks.
I'll use the glory hole on the outside. Just, you know, I don't want to know.
I consciously try to not go when I know Vinny's going.
Like, we all do that,
yeah,
I think.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with that. If there's a bathroom full of people, it's a time to go left and circle the building, the building and try again. Give it a new look. There's just one bathroom for all the people up here.
Mm-hmm. He has his busy moments, too.
And, you know, girls get a bad rap for having tiny tanks, but I think guys up here have more tiny tanks than the girls do.
You'll go a lot of coffee.
She goes once in an entire show. With all the coffee and water I drink, I'm going at least 5 times in the course of our day.
Oh, my God.
Not poop, but you know what I mean.
No, I know. I pee at about 5:30. By then, right around the time you show up, I usually go. And then I go between 8 and 9. I went a little late today. Didn't I just go? Didn't I just get back?
And you have not one, but two of the coffee mugs. Empty. And yours are bigger than the one I use.
I have a gigantic bladder.
Wow.
You really do, because I'm with Vin. I go about once an hour.
Yeah.
I load up on coffee and go to the bathroom like once an hour.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. You know, that's, I think it's the trade-off. I don't have to go that much, but I can't go outside.
Well,
I can't just whiz away from
it.
Yeah, yes,
I
you
mean,
can. Well, you can go anywhere right, you I want. Mean, literally here. Anywhere on earth, you can just pull it out and do it without getting it on yourself, without worrying about that, having to show your whole behind. Like you, it's the convenience factor. Makes the frequency of the urination. I think that it is. It's the trade-off.
It's a formula. I got it.
I've got to fit in a couple texts here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, oh my God, a billion? Yeah, I'm going to start sending cash through Venmo. Yeah, I mean, give people the money direct.
Right. Or do those Visa gift cards. Like those, at least it looks like a Visa. You put it in your wallet. But yeah, cash. Cash is king, man. Give cash.
Where did it go? Hold on. World Toilet Day. There's got to be an Alicia joke in here somewhere. There's not. You're reaching. Stop it.
That was like an early celebration of World Toilet Day.
Toilets. Isn't there anywhere else we could sit?
Sometimes the answer is no. So you go to the toilet. The
Vinny,
best place to cry.
You should have someone check your prostate. No, if this... I'm telling you, we are gurgling coffee and water all morning through this show.
Do you feel that you pee more now than you did 10 years ago?
No. No, I don't.
Then I think you're fine.
No, I mean, I definitely started taking saw palmetto
horny goat weed
in order to keep my flow strong. And that was because my flow had slowed down, but that had slowed down even over 10 years ago.
But you're still on that, right?
That's yeah,
your,
I take
it
every day.
That's the rest of your life.
And it, well, I don't have to, but it helps my flow. I would never even not, because there's no side effects. I mean,
that
I
know
of yet.
Right.
I mean, my...
Saw palmetto is called?
Saw palmetto. And a doctor told me, well, we can get you the medicine, but...
Try
you
this.
You can do this, and it's it works, and it's... It's un like it's one of those things where a doc probably went, I probably shouldn't have told him that because we could have made a fortune on this medication.
Right.
Anyway, give it a look
if you're slowing down.
If your flow has slowed, saw palmetto will fix you right up. Let's see here. Never mind. Time for a game.
Here we go.
All right, everybody. It's Sarah's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
So we have a five questions here on some stuff that happened today.
Oh, things that happened today.
Today, yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
What happened?
All right. Today in history, Abraham Lincoln delivered one of his most famous speeches in American history.
Oh, not today as in like today while we were here.
I know, quiz about the show.
The date of today.
Got it. Okay. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln delivered one of his famous speeches today in history in 1863. Sarah, you're going to go first. Was it the Emancipation Proclamation, the Gettysburg Address, or Lincoln's farewell?
Well, it wasn't his farewell. I'll say it had to be the Emancipation Proclamation.
His farewell.
You're both wrong. It's the Gettysburg Address.
Son of a biscuit.
All right.
I thought they were already at war with... Okay.
Don't.
Today in history, in 1969, this U.S. spacecraft achieved the second successful moon landing. What was its name? Was it Apollo 10, Apollo 11, or Apollo 12? That's Davini.
Oh, sorry. Apollo 10.
I will also say Apollo 10.
I will say you both are wrong. It's Apollo 12.
Fudge.
Is that even one of the choices? I don't remember that being
that was the third choice. All
right. I guess I'd stopped listening by then.
Am I boring you?
No.
Today in history.
Yeah.
In 1493, Christopher Columbus landed on an island during his second voyage to America. What is the modern day name of this island? Is it Puerto Rico, Cuba, or Hispaniola?
Read that question again, Bob.
Today in history, Christopher Columbus landed on an island during his second voyage to the Americas. What is the modern day name of this island? Is it Puerto Rico, Cuba, or Hispaniola?
Do I get to go first on this one?
Yes.
Has anyone gotten any points?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think I got the first one right.
No, you didn't.
No, both of us got it wrong, I think.
Both. All right. Well, you don't have to be so...
Hispaniola.
I'm going to say Cuba.
You're both wrong again.
No, it's Puerto Rico. I was like, Hispaniola? That's got to be it.
Oh, my gosh. We got two questions left, so somebody get one of these right.
Okay,
all right.
Great.
On this day in history, in 1805, the Lewis and Clark expedition reached the Pacific Ocean. What name did they give to the location where they camped? Was it Camp Discovery, Camp Disappointment, or Pacific Station?
This me?
Yeah.
Pacific Station, Bob.
Camp Discovery.
Sorry, you're both wrong again. It was Camp Disappointment.
Son of
what?
A biscuit.
Why would it be Camp Disappointment?
I don't make up history. I just report it.
Are you sure that this is ridiculous?
This is right. Okay. Okay, last question.
We're ready.
Somebody get this one right.
Okay.
I'll give you just two choices.
Okay,
so.
Perfect.
No. Give us all three.
Okay. This day in history, in 2006, this popular video game console was released by Nintendo. What was its name? The Wii, the GameCube, or the Switch?
Oh.
2006. Popular Nintendo.
I think I am up.
I think you are.
I think Wii was before that. I'll say GameCube. I don't know. I don't care that much now because I really feel like I've failed this quiz utterly.
How was your cupcake, though? Did you like
it? So good. Oh, good. I was winning when it came to cupcake.
I'm going
to
go Wii, Bob.
Vinny! Yay! Got one right. We finally have a winner.
Yes!
Oh. Oh, okay, here you go, my friend.
El campeón.
And the kissing. Let me know when you're finished.
Keep it going.
I got a lot of kisses to deliver. I'm the champion of the people.
All the people.
Thank you. Thanks for being our champion.
Happy birthday.
Mate, thank you. Thank you for the birthday stuff, you guys. Thanks for keeping it low key. I totally appreciate that.
Tell me I can keep kissing and then you just cut me right off.
Well, I mean, honestly, how long can that possibly go on for? So all day long today, we have tickets for, it's incredible, Jelly Roll and Post Malone, days before you can buy the
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll and Post Malone, that's a show you want to see. And of course, join Jane this afternoon at 5:05 for your chance at tickets for Alice in Wonderland today. It's fourth row seats. Have a great day. Enjoy it. It's the last day before the deluge begins. The rain is coming. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.